This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, Vinny.
I know.
A little Big Brother action tonight.
You know, I'm actually grateful. There's TV for me. Like, the regular prime time is mostly unwatchable.
Yeah.
There's really not much there for me.
Well, also, that's a nice way to console ourselves because we can't really watch primetime TV.
Right. But last night, I mowed down two Ozark episodes because there's nothing on TV.
Right.
And that's not the way we do it. We do one at a time. But it ended, and I went,
gotta watch another.
I have got to see what the hell happened.
How many episodes are in the second season?
I think it's like 10 or 11. It's not 20.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one
of
the...
Usually between 8 and 10 or 11.
One of the other shows I'm watching, which I will get back to, I've fallen off, but it's Gotham.
Yes.
Gotham's got like 25 episodes, hour episodes.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
But this is not that. This is like way less than half of that per season. And there's so much happening, you just can't believe how the tide could turn in one hour episode where you're like...
Hooman, aren't you so excited that we're watching that show?
Yeah, well, I was talking to Susan about it yesterday, too, and she's like,
Susan,
oh, my God.
Larkin?
No, Susan House.
Oh, Susan,
the yoga
teacher, yeah, your ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
She likes it?
Oh, my God. She, like, loses her mind just like you do. And she's like, and I'm like, don't tell me anything. By the way, there's 10 episodes in season one, 10 episodes in season
okay.
two.
Okay.
Excellent.
Have you guys met the preacher?
No.
No, we haven't met anybody.
Oh.
We don't know anyone.
We don't know anything.
God's coming up.
We don't
up.
Know any of the God characters'
names.
God
makes a very important appearance.
Oh, God.
God Praise and, yes, God does.
The Lord.
Well, you're going to love it, Hooman.
Hooman will be happy about it.
He'll love it.
He will.
Yeah.
He's not a horrible, like, every time a Christian is in anything, they're the devil, they're the worst person. He's walking the straight and narrow, right?
He
oh God
is good.
Don't tell
no,
us.
He's
oh he's good.
He's
oh,
great.
Don't say it. Don't tell us.
Okay, well you asked me.
Right. That is true, Hooman.
You asked me. What do you want me to do?
Well, I just don't want another horrible Christian, and I don't want any more bad Christian television or bad Christian films, and I don't want Christians to be like horrible characters on TV
you
shows.
You want Christians to be good Christians?
Yeah, God forbid. You know,
good luck with that.
Yeah,
Christian acts
I was
like
gonna say the Pope's in the news today. Prior to that,
what's he in the news for? What do you do?
They're saying that this whole sex scandal thing is throwing his whole papacy. Is that how you say it? Papacy,
down the toilet.
Down the toilet. It's really not a good look that he may have been part of cover ups, and it's ugly. Mm-hmm. That the whole sex abuse thing is not a good smear on the on Catholics anyway.
Terrible.
Well,
it is. It's awful.
That's the job. I mean, you know, he's got to have
really
to deal
covering
with
up
it.
For pedophiles.
No, not
job.
Covering
you
up got to
deal with whatever.
Like dealing with it. Mm. Like,
well, they don't deal with it. They just move the people to somewhere else to abuse a whole different set of kids. They
buy
don't
the
deal
mansion
with it.
Somewhere else.
Right.
You know what I watched, Vinny, yesterday is the first episode of Mayans. Which is a spinoff for Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
It got gnarly fast.
Oh. Good.
Yeah.
You watch all of Sons of Anarchy, Vinny?
I did not finish it.
You watched it all.
I told you why where I fell off.
Yes.
The baby kidnapping.
Yeah.
Was the one. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? Mm. Now you're in Scotland or Ireland?
Ireland, yeah. Something like that.
They just wanted to get
meeting
away.
Meeting in an alleyway in Ireland going, where's our baby? What
where's
the hell?
Baby? Well, there's huge connections with the IRA
Yeah.
there. So that's where that all came from.
I know, but it just...
And Jack's his real dad, all that whole thing.
That's to me, there was a point where it went
off.
A
little disconnect.
I do realize, though, that a lot of shows lose their way and come back.
That's true. Yeah.
The Wire is one of the best shows that ever happened on TV, and it has a season where you're just like, yeah. Oh, for Christ's sake.
I even felt like The Sopranos had that one season where, like, all of a sudden the Russian mob was in it for, like, one episode.
Yeah,
and then there
they switch up writers and that kind of thing. So I think that's where a disconnect happens.
Mm.
But
in The Wire, they have this season where I can't remember all the details, but it was like they decide the way they're going to deal with the crime and the drug problem is just allow them part of the city.
Oh, like we'll gift you guys this part.
You guys just keep all your crap here
in the poor area.
Yeah. Right. And
so
we're not going
to people are subject.
Yeah, we're not going to deal with you. Oh, we'll leave you be.
And so even if someone calls 911, they're screwed.
Their whole thing, their agreement with the criminals was you guys.
Oh, they made a deal.
They have a deal. You keep your crap in this little area and we're going to look the other way. As soon as you come outside, we got to, you know, now you've broken our deal.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous. the you just couldn't believe. So they're just standing there watching this stuff go down on the other side of the line where they're allowed to do it. What?
And you know that really happens.
I don't know, but at this on the show, it looked ridiculous.
Yeah. I started a new show yesterday,
too. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Look at us on TV.
I know. Oh, my God. We all watch TV. The book You that I read.
Yeah.
Oh, you found that?
I found that, and I found the first episode. I could watch it on demand. And it's great. Like the there's a certain room that you picture a certain way, and it's just perfect. The girl they cast is perfect. The dude is perfect. The scumbag dude is perfect.
Oh, good.
Like, it's perfect. Oh, my God. So I wrote John. I know he was not going to do it, but I watched it last night after he went to take my kid to school. She has a night class.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right. Has a night class on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So he took off to take him to that, and I'm sitting down. I watch, you know, like, I'm in the middle of, like, watching, like, last night's Seth Meyers or something, whatever I'm watching. And I went, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So I look, and I see if I've got it. And it's an hour-long episode, so I barely had time to squeeze it in so I could still get to bed at 7:30. But I started it up, and it sucked me right in. It's really good. And for Lifetime, your mom can't watch it. Like, there's a chick getting herself seen.
Yeah, she won't like
you,
that.
Yeah, she's humping,
I'd like that.
She's humping a pillow.
Oh.
There's some, it's pretty good. And it's it's as twisted as I wanted it to be. I was like, I don't know how they're doing this. So maybe Hallmark's her channel. But because it ain't Lifetime.
Oh,
I'm
gonna
have
right.
to look for that one.
I think it is Hallmark. You're right. I think it is Hallmark. I think that I'm completely mixed up the two.
Hallmark is like Touched by an Angel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Hallmark's the one my mom watches.
Yeah, she can't watch. This show was violent, and this dude he's just a psycho. And he's a good-looking psycho, which is always hard to reconcile. Like, you always think, like, you know, maybe psychos would be people who, like, had a hard time as a kid or, you know, they got crunched because they, you know, had some malformation or something. But this dude, he's, like, handsome and dashing and has his life together, and he is twisted.
Is his name Joe Goldberg?
Yep.
Okay.
So how many episodes are there, did you say?
I didn't. It's it's. I don't know how many are going to be in the first season, but it's...
it's a season.
Oh, yeah, it's a season.
Oh, wow.
So, and there's a second book, too, which I'm starting, like, as I was watching, I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, my God, and then, and they're really following, so far, they're really following the thread.
You know what's weird? I read all the Bosch books.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of the author right now, but whatever. And I loved them. They're great.
10 episodes.
And they turned that into a TV show.
It's not Crichton, is it?
No.
Clancy.
No. That's Jack.
Ryan.
Yeah. Anyway, they turned that into a TV show, and I started it and just kind of was like, yeah, I've read all these books, and I love them, but I'm not.
You didn't get
my chick
in.
Has mowed through the whole Bosch TV show.
Oh, funny.
And that's.
She likes it.
Yeah.
You watch The Lincoln Lawyer?
No.
That's isn't that Hieronymus Bosch's son?
It's his brother.
Okay. His brother's kid. Isn't The Lincoln Lawyer one generation down? I don't know,
No, no, no. It's his brother.
Okay.
It's they're separate. They're like stepbrothers or
something.
Oh,
okay.
Like the rich dad kept the lawyer son.
Yes.
But didn't have the...
Right. The movie's good.
The policeman's son.
The movie's the reason that I got into all those books in the first place.
Oh, really?
I can't remember the name of the author, though. It's ridiculous. Can you look up Lincoln Lawyer or Hieronymus Bosch? Or...
I know it, too.
I know. As soon as they say it, we're going to smack
our
heads.
I've got... Well, anyway, so... Right now, though, at my house, I have...
You want to know who the author is?
Yeah.
Michael...
Connolly.
Connolly. Yeah.
Give me $5.
There's no game.
Right now, I've got my mom.
Yes.
Oh, the
still. And how's that going?
Well, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but
she's,
it's also, you know, I just walk by the TV room and just go, I miss you.
I miss you mean TV. You miss your TV?
Yeah, you miss
your
TV.
No, I miss, well, I miss, there's, I miss
your...
a lot. You want to hear something?
Yes.
Yeah.
This
we
is,
like things.
You know, this is a little on the pervy side, but.
Excellent.
So, you know, when a lady has a baby, there's trauma.
Some time off.
Right. The other day she was on the couch. I don't think I can do it. She's just stretching. She's doing, you know, lady. She's sitting like a lady, but not really. She's sitting. I don't think I can do it.
Just get up on that thing. If you're watching on the on our Facebook Live, well, please be careful.
That's
okay,
like the
so
Burt Reynolds pose.
Yeah,
it's kind of. So she's sitting kind of like this, but then she puts her leg up to stretch, right?
Yes, yeah.
And she's wearing a pair of shorts, and I'm like, oh, I miss you. Because, you know, I mean, I've got
you,
a full.
You can see her.
I got the
you
cookie view.
Oh, you can see.
Well, I can't see, but I can see.
But you know what's there, so you can kind of imagine it.
I mean.
You've seen it before.
Right.
And there, that's where it is.
I know that if you see me sitting like this, you're not like, oh. But, I mean, I saw her. I just was all, oh, come on. You're killing me. So I said, I miss you. She goes, oh, I miss you too.
You're like, oh, no, you
man.
Don't get it.
Yeah, I miss you too. Real yeah. long. How much time's left?
3 weeks.
Excellent.
Is that really a nice break for you guys?
No,
so
it's not.
Awful.
Are you kidding me? Our area is healing. It's not a nice break.
Oh my God. Speaking of, and I don't mean to talk about
do it
the Fronties in any way other than I'm a huge fan, and that baby was 3 pounds heavier than the
baby.
Kid we just had.
Oh. Big baby.
It's like a
what
grown
was the total
baby.
Weight?
Nine, almost
Nine,
10 13. Pounds.
Yeah.
Dang.
I had
well,
big babies.
Well, she was
they're
pretty
big. And your wife is super tiny. So, you know, babies are smaller when you're a tiny person.
Yeah, I guess.
My sister-in-law, Debbie, wound up having to have a C-section because her first kid with my brother was so huge. He weighed like 10 pounds, 3 ounces, and she couldn't get him out. They had to cut him out of her.
So then do they have to do all the rest of the kids' C-section, right? Once you have one?
I think she had, no, it's called a VBAC, vaginal birth after C-section, after cesarean. And she did with she wanted to have the second one. And I think they might have even made her go early and, you know, they didn't want another giant baby. But their first baby was humongous. Kid's huge, too. He's like, you know, 6'5".
But isn't the like, what do they have to do? Duct tape your abdominal wall down?
I don't know.
That it damages the abdominal wall when they cut into it like that.
I don't know. But they, I
thought you herniate immediately.
I don't know if she actually did go, I'm not positive she successfully did that, but plenty of people do. It's a thing.
I'm looking at the name of the baby. Taj.
Taj.
Body. Fronty.
Yeah, I saw the name, and one of the best pro surfers is named Taj.
Taj
Burrow. So I was like, oh my God, they named him after Taj Burrow. And then there's this long story about it's a family name.
He says
and
his
I'm
first
like,
name Taj is the Persian word for crown. His middle name, Badi, and that is spelled B-A-D-I, is also the name of his great-grandfather on both Sada's mom's side and dad's side, both of whom were joyful and kind men who also happened to be very religious. To be very tall and live very humble lives. It goes on, longer story.
It's a beautiful couple paragraphs that he writes. He's very, if you follow Michael Fronti on Instagram or I don't know where else he is, I'm sure he's everywhere. He is verbose and he is a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
I assume he's writing all his own posts, but he goes on.
Sure.
It's a beautiful little story and he's so sweet and he's like, all right, that's enough of that. I'm going to go back to, you know, feeling the joy of our new family. And
we still, actually, we're not really reading it now because she's got the CD, But we listened to his and have read his children's book a million times.
Is that the one Where in the World is
Away? Yep.
About it's trash great. And where it goes.
Mm-hmm. It's a good great. One. It's a good one.
Are there a lot of words in that?
Yeah, more than most children's books. Oh. I don't think it's for kids as young as when we started our kid on it. I think it's for, you know, 5, 6, 7 year olds. Mm.
Simple language,
well,
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's the whole point is, you know, kids don't know.
Right.
I mean, they go poop and they don't think twice about where that's going to go.
Yeah. It just goes away.
Well, actually, if you've got kids, you know, it doesn't even go away because they never flush.
Right.
Those bastards.
Oh, remember. Plus, it's all over their hands now. I mean, did you have to wipe it on the wall, really?
Where else was I going to wipe it?
I don't know, just anywhere.
408 says, good morning, radio family. Can I get a shout out for the Santa Teresa High School, Vinny's old neighbors, cross-country team who are traveling this morning to run a race in Hawaii?
Oh. All right. Go Santa Teresa.
Run a race. Yeah.
I've lived near two high schools. I live near the one in Scotts Valley now, and I live near the one.
Lived right near that one, right?
I lived right near both of them.
In San Jose?
And actually, the Santa Teresa is the
in
one
the
where
Alma
the
Alma Den?
Yes. The kids would make out all over those streets right there near my house. I'd be like, God, you guys. In a doorway or something. Really? Right here?
We just had to get off school property.
All the making out.
So they wouldn't turn the hose on us.
Yikes. Oh. In full plain view of everybody.
Kids are just horny. They just want to mash their
they
stuff
got
together.
Else to go.
They're not doing that in Scotts Valley. I haven't seen any
of that. Well, there's woods, right? I mean, so they can go in the woods.
Oh, they might be hiding it better.
Yeah.
Well,
either that or they're out right behind my house. That's the other place that all the kids go to make out and smoke pot.
I love that you have a connection to the kids like that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Vinny, it really does feel like quite a nice connection. Wonderful.
And that you can, you know, get high with them.
Oh, it's great. I just have to sit on the other side of the fence. I get a contact high. It's amazing. Plus, I get to listen to Travis Scott or Juice WRLD or whoever that is with the.
Oh. Right. I have to mention something to you guys, but I'll do it off the air.
What?
But
no, do it now that you brought it up.
I can't. Well, should I?
Well, yeah. I don't know what it is. So
I think it's a bad thing for me to mention on the air because if you say no, then it won't look great.
I just do it.
Are you inviting us to something?
No way. There's no way.
Do you want to come to something? Yeah,
well, if we want to go to
your
house.
Well, you're saying if we say no. Okay, ask us.
Just say what it is.
No, it's about a guest.
Oh.
And it's
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, so you've heard about this?
Yeah, I don't.
You're saying no to it.
I think we should talk about it.
Okay, great. We'll talk about it off the air.
My bad.
That's okay.
No, it's fine.
Sorry, it hit me.
I like it.
It came out of my mouth, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know if we should say no to that on air.
Yeah.
Live.
Right.
Crunch.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I'd be fine with saying no to it on the air.
Yeah, well, I don't want to offend anybody. So let's
of course.
Let's talk about that right now. Let's hit a song now. And,
okay.
Let's deal with that.
KLLC, come on in here. Come on in here and let's talk about it.
I will.
Oh, man.
Happy hump day, everybody.
I have crap all over my shoes.
Big brother is on tonight.
I can't get it off. Look at this.
It's fine. Just scrape it off on the door.
I'm trying.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. To the guy who always complains that we don't do 30 minutes. Sorry. Today's one of those days. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.